March 14th, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting will come to order. Roll call.
Kern.
Here.
Hisman.
Here.
Maybe.
Here.
Brenna.
Here.
Outcault.
Here.
Assemblymember Hansen.
Present.
All members present, quorum is established.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes for February 8th, 2024.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for February 8th, 2024.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from February 8th. Roll call.
Maybe.
Yes.
Outcault.
Yes.
Brenna.
Yes.
Hisman.
Yes.
Kern.
Yes.
Five yeses, motion passes.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Okay, I'll move we approve the agenda for tonight's meeting as submitted.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve tonight's agenda as submitted. Roll call.
Brenna.
Yes.
Kern.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Hisman.
Yes.
Outcault.
Yes.
Five yeses, motion passes.
Okay, communications. We don't have any correspondence. And the permitting officials report is contained in the packet. And so we will hear citizens present, which seeing none, we'll move on to unfinished business, having none. Move on to new business, having none. Moving on to resolutions. None proposed. So we're on to the public hearing. Conditional use permit 2024005, which is Petro Marine, or excuse me, Petro 49. This is a request to put in a three-person camp as temporary living for contractors. And the address is 241 Klondike Highway, parcel A2, plat 2003-1. And this is located in the industrial zone. So we'll now open the public hearing. And at this time, I understand we have a representative of the applicant on Zoom. So if you would, please introduce the project, and you can offer any of your suggestions or ideas on the project.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. This is Russell Cooper, General Manager for Petro 49. As you've stated, we are looking at a three-person man camp for housing for the contractors coming in and working on the facility. We have a remodel of an office, a new loading rack, and of course the tank farm, and some regulatory items that we have to take care of. And so with the housing shortage and such, as everybody knows in Skagway, that's what we're looking at. We have been working with Hans on well and septic, and putting that in. And we're looking at later in 24 for sure, but time is gets going. If there's any questions, that's kind of it, really, nutshell.
Okay, thank you, Russell. Let's see, do any of the commissioners have any questions for the applicant? Liaison Hansen, do you have any questions? Okay, he says no. So did we receive any requests from the public about this application?
We did not.
Okay. So we will close the public testimony. And we have the permitting official's report in the packet. So we're on to, I think, the main motion. If someone would like to make a motion here.
Make a motion to approve the conditional use permit application number 2024005 for Petro Marine 49 or Petro 49. Request to put in a 3-person camp as temporary living for contractors.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Now we must find that there are four standards that must exist in order to grant a conditional use permit. So Kathy, do we approve the main motion or do we go directly into it?
You'll go through your standards and add your amendments for each standard, and then we'll go back to the main motion.
Okay, so the first standard is that this request, this conditional use, will protect the public health, safety, and welfare. And in my opinion, in the industrial zone, it will. So I'll entertain a motion on the first condition, first standard.
I move to amend the main motion to include the finding of the fact that requested conditional use will protect the public health, safety, and welfare.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Roll call.
Hisman.
Yes.
Kern.
Yes.
Outcault.
Yes.
Brenna.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
5 yeses, motion passes.
Now we have the second standard, the request, that is the requested conditional use will not permanently or substantially injure the lawful use of neighboring properties or uses. And I'll entertain a motion to that effect.
I move to amend the main motion to include the finding of the fact the requested conditional use will not permanently or substantially injure the lawful use of the neighboring properties or uses.
Second.
I have a motion and a second that the requested conditional use will not permanently or substantially injure the lawful use of neighboring properties. Roll call.
Outcault.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Hisman.
Yes.
Brenna.
Yes.
Kern.
Yes.
5 yeses, motion passes.
They will now consider the standard C, which is the requested conditional use will generally be in harmony with comprehensive plan, coastal management plan, and other officially adopted plans. I'll entertain a motion to address those issues.
I move to amend the main motion to include the finding of the fact that the requested conditional use will generally be in harmony with the comprehensive plan, coastal management plan, and other officially adopted plans.
I second that motion.
We have a motion and a second on standard C, that the requested use will generally be in harmony with the comprehensive plan, coastal management plan, and other officially adopted plans. Roll call.
Kern.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Outcault.
Yes.
Hisman.
Yes.
Brenna.
Yes.
Five yeses, motion passes.
And now to the final standard, standard D. The requested conditional use will not substantially decrease the value or be out of harmony with property in the neighboring area. And I'll entertain a motion on these items.
I would like to move to amend the main motion to include the finding of fact that the requested conditional use will not substantially decrease the value or be out of harmony with property in the neighboring area.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second that the requested conditional use will not substantially decrease the value or be out of harmony with property in the neighboring area. Roll call.
Maybe.
Yes.
Kern.
Yes.
Brenna.
Yes.
Hisman.
Yes.
Outcault.
Yes.
Five yeses, motion passes.
Okay, we now have considered the four standards, and the main motion has been amended. So I'll entertain a motion on the main motion as amended. Yes.
You have amended the main motion, so we can just go straight to roll call, or if you want to further discuss, but we don't need another motion.
Okay. So I guess I'll open it to any discussion on it. Assemblyman Hansen.
Thank you, Chairman Brenna. I'm trying to find the definition of relocatable structures and what the timeline was. I know we updated that definition a couple of few years ago related to Dairy Drive, I think, because Mr. Huns had put something in and we didn't really have a definition of what these work man camps are, or not what these work camps are. And I think it's 15 years, but I don't recall what the timing of how, when it times out. I don't know if anybody else has been able to find that, but.
And thanks for that. I see definition in the packet that permitting official provided as to what a relocatable structure is. But I don't see a time frame on it. So I don't know the answer to that. Does any of the commissioners know? Or do you know, Deputy Clerk?
I think it came up one time when we were, I think David's putting in some temporary units out there on this front. Time frame came up on that. I think we're right up to this.
How many?
15.
I think it is 15 years. It goes back to when we were dealing with those portable units that they brought in on Huns' property.
Yeah, and what the picture of it and the manufacturer plate was the same make and model. And I think they're used often in the Arctic and other places, but they're exactly intended for what the applicant's requesting. And I just wanted to be clear, even though I'm not being clear, but I think there is a timeout phase of it. It's not indefinite. It has a lifespan from the issuance of a potential conditional use to, it can't stay there forever is what I'm getting at.
It can't outlast the conditional use permit, correct? Because I kind of had that thought earlier myself of how long is this going to last, but isn't the conditional use permit like 3 years?
I don't remember exactly how that is, but I think there's a certain period that we put in code that you can't continue to up, you know, re-up it and have it sit there for
right.
indefinitely. And I want to say it's 15 years, even though I think their spec of how long it could be was much longer than that from the manufacturer. But, you know, we know that some of these come and they've been moved from other places, and that's totally acceptable. They're made for that. But I just wanted to bring that up. I'm pretty sure we had it in 15 years, and this is somewhere in here we define relocatable structures, and I'm still looking for that.
I don't think it's contained in the definition directly, because that's what we have in the packet. I did read through Title 15. I didn't see anything about
a timeline,
unless this was something that was agreed to as a condition of HUNZA's project specifically and not a part of the code. But
there is a definition of occupancy while building a home, but I don't know if that qualifies.
That's like 18 months, right? I don't think that would apply. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, I don't know the answer, and I didn't see it in the code. So any further comments? No. Discussion? So I'll entertain, I'll take a roll call on the main motion.
Maybe.
Yes.
Brenna.
Yes.
Kern.
Yes.
Outcault.
Yes.
Hisman.
Yes.
Five yeses, motion passes.
Okay, so that's that. Do we have any discussion items? Any commissioners? Laura?
Not at this moment.
Rocky?
No.
JC? Nothing for me, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Oh, excuse me. Orion?
Thank you, Chairman Brennan. I found it. It's 15.14.050C. And it says all relocatable structures are prohibited in residential conservation, low density, business general, historic, residential general, light industrial. Conditionally approved relocatable structures will receive a permit not to exceed the lesser of the lifetime of the structure as indicated in the conditional use permit or 15 years. Relocatable structures with a conditionally used permitted trailer parked and require a separate conditional use permit. So it's either the lifespan of the manufacturer plate or 15 years, whichever is lesser. Just for clarification.
That's interesting. I don't know that the HUD plate has a time frame on it, does it? It has an issuance date, but I don't think it's...
a double wide's different. That's a different classification, you know, like some of the other things that are dairy drive, totally different classification. But these particular, where they're just basically a, you know, sat down in the ground, no foundation.
Yeah, camp trailer.
A camp trailer that's what we have in code is it's the lesser of the lifetime of the structure or 15 years, just so that the applicant is aware that it's not forever.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But what I'm asking is the lifetime of the structure. What is that? Do we know that?
I want to say permitting official Ruprecht did research on that, and they range from 20 to 25 years of when they timed out. But that's off the top of my head.
Yeah.
This is from, I can't remember when we did this, probably 3 years ago, but that's my recollection.
Okay. So 15 years is probably the active number.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further discussion? And I'll take the motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. Roll call.
Maybe.
Yes.
Outcault.
Yes.
Hisman.
Yes.
Kern.
Yes.
Brenna.
Yes.
Five yeses, motion passes.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Russell.
Thank you very much. Appreciate everybody's time. Thank you.